I'd like to call the January 27, 2014 Prudential Committee meeting of the Cotuit Fire District to order. First order of business is public comment. Does anyone have a public comment they'd like to make?
We have two people recording.
They have to use the microphone. And they
up
have
there.
To
sure.
There.
We've got some...
We have a new system.
We have a new system, so you'll have to go over to the microphone. Please identify yourself.
Thank you. This is relative to the agenda tonight, and I noticed on the agenda there is audio system.
Could you please identify yourself just for the record?
Barbara Trina Tessier.
Yeah, we know who you are, but...
But the person who's going to be transcribing these does not know who you are.
Okay. All right. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I did say my name.
Thank you.
This is relative to the audio system, which God only knows we really needed. And we're very happy to have. However, I was just wondering what your mode of operation is with this. I can recall at a meeting just recently when Fran mentioned the fact that she was going to check into getting an audio system. And I don't know whether or not there were a number of quotes involved in this, but all of a sudden we have the audio system, and I just don't think the board discussed or voted on this. So I'm just wondering how this committee operates, because from my experience in politics, I would have said that it would have been discussed at a meeting and voted on to appropriate the funds to spend on the system. So maybe you can answer these questions. Thank you.
Do you want to respond to that or no?
No, it was, we discussed it in a meeting and it was voted on, and there's really only one appropriate provider on Cape Cod, which is Charlie's Music, for purposes such as municipal recordings. And that's who we went with.
If you have any questions, you go back up to the microphone, please.
Mr. Mycock mentioned at the fire commission meeting that the system may do the minutes too. Is that so?
Yep.
That's all.
It won't do the minutes. It will hold the minutes, and we can have them.
Can hold the minutes.
And they'll be put to a stenographer or whomever.
That's good.
Transcribed.
Good. This is all being recorded right now.
Ken, I apologize to you. I've had a very bad day just today, and I neglected to bring copies of the agenda.
I can just, I'll let you know what's on it. There's, okay. Anybody else on public comment?
Ken Malloy, Oxford Drive. Seems to be an awful lot of echo in the system. Maybe it could be tuned.
That was actually, Ken, one of the issues that we had with one of the local stenographers. I don't know, Amy St. James. She does a lot of stenography for the district. And she said that this building is terrible. With a recording, you just can't understand what's going on. So hopefully, have you listened to any of the meetings yet?
I've listened to recordings, and they sound perfectly fine. And this is probably as good as we're going to be able to get in this building.
Sure, Lori, go ahead.
These microphones are recording directly to
Hertz
a card or a USB drive in the control panel. So that as long as you speak into the microphone, it should be quite clear on the recording.
Again, if we're going to try and catch everything that happens in the meeting instead of the normal back and forth that we usually used to do, just appreciate people going to the microphone. Okay, anyone else on public comment? Turn it over to Mr. Daly at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Treasurer's report, fiscal 13, as we discussed last month, we've completed the audit for 12. 13 is in sort of audit mode. We're beating the cash out right now, which will clean up all the subsidiary accounts. And Our goal is to get the cash done by the end of the month, and that's probably getting close to being done. So 13's cash, once that's done, we'll have a pretty good set of expenditure and revenue subsidiaries that we should be able to peel our reports out of. We'll pound out the work papers, move it to DOR for free cash, and move it to the audit firm for the 13 audit to move further along. I know the clerk last month was talking about reports, so my goal would be to probably get them all to you in the next couple of weeks, the ones I have anyway. I'd like to get the cash tied to the penny before I produce any reports, so I'm just holding off until the cash is really clean. 13 should roll up pretty quick, and with that we'll get it into audit and free cash. We'll certainly have free cash in time for the district meeting in May. 14, I have a year-to-date report for you on the accounts, actually. I'll just take one and pass them down. 14's going along. I think with Tony now we're having... we have Tony on board. I think 14's accounting is being done better than 13 was. Once the crews right out of 13's cash, I'll go right into 14. The year-to-date report you have, 15, March, your March meeting, we're required to take up the budget. So we did it last year. I plan to do it this year. I've spoken to the fire chief. They are aware of the due date, so they're working on their budget of water the same. So 13 we're pounding out, 14 we're managing, and 15 we're getting started up for. That should pretty much cover all of those 3 years we're working on.
Thank you, sir. Just to run this by you guys, I was going to send an email out. I got a call from Rich Bowden, and... he was requesting that on April 15th, if we could attend the Civic Association meeting with a budget presentation. We did that last year, and it really seemed to make a difference when we got to the annual meeting. So I just wanted to run that by you. That's tax day, April 15th. You okay with that, Lauren?
So the 15th is a Tuesday night?
That is correct.
At what time?
Refreshments at 7, meeting at 7:30.
I can do that. That's fine.
Okay.
Civic Association.
Do you want to have a meeting before that to put your imprimatur on whatever we've got?
Sure.
Going into that meeting.
What do you suggest?
Do you want to do it Monday night?
The 14th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to bring them whatever we've banged out. And that way, if the boards have anything to flush out with you before the district meeting, we can take that up on
I'll get in touch with Ronnie Mycock and
yeah. We'll basically bill it as a budget meeting.
You want to do it at this time, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it'd be fine. And whatever we vote that night will be what they get on the 14th. The 15th doesn't mean it'll be the final budget, but it'll be best as we've got it at that point in time. And then do you have your March date set?
Not to.
The fourth Monday.
This is my
24th. The fourth Monday is what, the 31st? 24th.
No, the
24th. So we'll do a meeting that a regular March meeting that night. It's still the 24th. Right. And that would be the meeting that would comply with the bylaw that we would take up the budgets that night. We'll have a first look at it, and that would give us a second look before we go to the Village Association. So 5 o'clock that night also?
Yeah, that sounds good with you?
February meeting. Is that going to be the 24th? Update you again on that meeting as well in our progress. Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, so as far as the website goes?
No,
we have Patricia Brown with us tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's the lady that put it together for us, and Fran had requested her presence.
Okay.
Fran has some questions.
Can we go back to the treasurer's office for a minute? I think Tony should probably have her own copier, scanner, fax machine.
So she doesn't have to run up and down those stairs.
And so I was wondering if there was any money in the treasurer's budget for that, for equipment.
We'll take a look. It's not something we've got on the list right now, but we'll take a look. We'll together tomorrow. So we have a printer. So normally that would come with a printer upgrade. You know, you could get a copier, scanner, but
you can get an all-in-one.
Yeah,
does all.
But I hadn't heard that she was concerned about it. So
she is.
No, actually, I asked her about it when I saw her downstairs copying, and you know, I've been sending her faxes, but they go downstairs to the fire department.
But we get them, right?
Eventually.
All right. Well, I'll talk to it tomorrow.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Next item on the list is the website.
So I was, instead of a blog, I was wondering how difficult it would be to turn it into a website. So it's better organized. I find looking at the minutes of the meetings difficult to look at, and I think if I don't know if you've been in the town's website, but you know they have it listed, and it's you know the agenda is separate from the minutes, and also with this system, we're going to be able to put the recording of the meetings online if we have a website that we can do that on. So those are my concerns.
Patricia Brown, Brown and Company. Laurie Hadley had mentioned to me that you were interested in doing some podcasting, essentially, which is what you're talking about with the audio. With your current website system that you have, I would strongly recommend not putting your audio as part of that. There's a separate system that I would recommend doing. It'll be cheaper in the long run to have a separate system. I don't know the quantity of what it is that your number of podcasts that you're talking about doing, the length of the podcast, that will help me in guiding you to getting the right system. But most websites are actually based on the fact that websites themselves are actually very small. They don't use a lot of bandwidth. If you think of bandwidth like a pipe, most websites don't have a lot of stuff going through the pipe. Audio, video needs a big pipe. And if you start trying to push your audio video through your standard website, we're either going to get thrown off the system for overuse of bandwidth, or it's going to end up costing a lot more. So once I understand what you want to do in terms of number of podcasts, length of the podcasts, things like that, I can recommend a system. We're probably talking in the neighborhood of anywhere from $15 to $35 a month in addition. For the depending on number size, I don't think traffic is going to be a big issue. You're talking about maybe a few hundred downloads a month, but the audio size files, you could be looking at depending on the quality of the audio recording, you can be looking at anywhere from 10 to 15 megabytes per minute of audio recording.
Mm.
If you then go and do disk compression, you might get it down to a megabyte a minute, but it's still, if you've got a 60-minute podcast recording or 90-minute podcast, you're looking at essentially a 90-gig file, which for a standard website isn't what you want to try pushing through the pipe. So what I would suggest, I've looked at a couple of different options. Libsyn seems to be one of the better options out there. They have plans that will run anywhere from $5 a month for 250 megabytes up to $15 a month. I'm sorry. Yeah, $5 a month would get you started. $15 a month would get you 250 megabytes of storage. So, again, depending on how long you want to store these things, if they're going to be stored in perpetuity, then we're talking about, you know, eventually you're going to be bumping up onto into a larger plan because you're going to have more storage requirements. As far as the website goes, it's certainly up to you. We can. I'm open to reorganizing it any way you want. If you want to have, the original thought was to put everything up front so that people could see all the minutes. They were right there. The system's very flexible. I'm open to any kind of redesign that you guys want to do. If you want to change up how it's organized, it's not a big deal. What we have is very flexible.
Okay.
What we're probably looking at is, say, there are three different boards, Prudential mm-hmm. Committee, Fire Commissioners, and Water Commissioners, and say on average we probably have 3 hours a month.
Okay.
Maybe an additional.
Our meetings this year are running much shorter. But
really? What's that?
They have, I don't know, but they have been running approximately an hour, an hour and a half at the most.
Okay.
All right, so we're talking about
5 hours a month, say.
5 hours a month. Okay, so let me look. Let me go, and then in month two, essentially, you have 10 hours stored. In month three, you have 15 hours stored. So you're talking about adding on 5 hours a month, every month.
Correct.
All right, so let me look at what's going to be a good long-term plan. Again, I don't see a huge amount of traffic in terms of your number of downloads, people that are going to listen to these podcasts. You're probably talking in the hundreds rather than the thousands for number of people that are going to sit and download this podcast and listen to it. Again, it's not a big deal. I'm certainly willing to work with you any way you want. What I'd like to do is maybe predict out what your costs are going to be over the next year or two for a couple of different systems, and I can give you some recommendations in terms of what's going to be the best way to do it. But essentially the way it'll work is from your website, there'll be a link that will take you over to this ancillary site that does nothing but media hosting.
Great.
That's what they do, so they don't charge you for bandwidth. They don't charge. What they're doing is just charging you for space, not for bandwidth and not for number of downloads. I looked at a couple of other sites, such as Amazon and things like that. The problem is you get killed with your number of downloads. So because you've got really big files, every time somebody downloads it, you're getting pinged for a download charge. So I'd rather look at a media hosting company that does nothing except things like podcasts. It's cheaper in the long run.
Okay.
Cheap is good.
Could you get back to us on that? Maybe at our next meeting? Or
absolutely.
That would be great.
Yep.
Any questions from the audience on...
My question to you is, what's your schedule in terms of beginning to have the podcast available? Ballpark.
Why don't we start with the next fiscal year?
July
1st. Okay. And what about a web redesign? Are you also thinking July 1st for that?
I would like to suggest that you and Fran meet and discuss it.
Okay. Yeah. That's not a problem.
If it's easy to do. Yes.
It's easy to do. It's time, but it's easy to do. Yeah. Yep.
Could you go to the microphone?
You have to go to the
Ken.
Microphone, Ken. And yours, these microphones need to be closer to you.
Sorry, Ken Malloy. Can you get to the podcast directly from the website? So you go to the website and then pick... And you go, they'll bring it to the podcast?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a link on the website. And depending on how we set up the design, it could be the type of thing where you have a link to a copy of the agenda, a link to a copy of the written minutes, and a link to a copy of the podcast. I mean, it's really all up to how we set it up. It's very flexible.
Okay. Anybody else?
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
As long as we're on that subject. The minutes, once we, if this system is operating the way it should, the minutes will no longer be typed up as minutes.
I've called the AG's office. If we have a transcript of that recording, that can be published, and we don't have to sit there and edit them or do anything else to them.
Yeah, again, I can set it up any way you guys want. It's, you know, the system's very flexible.
Okay. Are we still, where are we on the sound system and making the jump from audio to paper? Do we need to hire a stenographer or something to do that?
Mm-hmm. Has anyone talked to Ron Minecraft about the St. John's? Is he willing to do this?
I actually showed up at work today, and there was Amy used to work in my office, mm-hmm. and there was a delivery for her, so I need to call her tonight. So
okay.
I'll mention that to her.
I have a question. On the annual meeting, are we going to use these mics, or should I still hire out?
We can use these, and the gentleman that installed it will come and supervise. But these will be perfectly fine to use.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So you'll report back to us, Fran, on this, and
yep.
We'll see what we can do. Mike, fiscal 15 budget, we're going to get that
Thanks.
In March. Okay. Okay. Anything additional you want to say on that, or are you good?
Thank you, Patricia.
Great. Freedom Hall.
Painting.
Okay. There were obviously people can tell that the place was painted, and there were some issues with the painting. It's Dimitri.
Mm-hmm.
He is, this is Dimitri, I'm sorry. And Dimitri was the contractor who was awarded the bid by virtue of the bid that was put out by the county. There had been some complaints with respect to certain windows weren't painted. They only had one coat of paint on them. There were cracks in the wall. I can still see one running off that last window up there from the top plate of the trim over to the middle window. To be quite blunt, we weren't really all that satisfied with the painting job. And I appreciate you guys. We're not trying to... Sure. But we just... We weren't real happy initially, and then you came back out, and I think, Fran, you still have some concerns.
Yes. Yeah. The paint is just peeling off a door over here. It's peeling off the door in the front.
Dimitri, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Please use the microphone.
Yeah, just please use the microphone. Thank you, Georgia. I think we spoke on the phone.
I also did the paperwork and the contracts. We understand. We came back. Like, I wrote her several emails saying, you know, what are the items. He came back about, I believe, 2-3 times to fix these, and they were painted with 2 coats of fresh paint.
No.
Saying usually when this happens that maybe the heat was shut off.
Can we just, Dimitri, just because we're recording, we can only have one person speak at a time.
Okay.
So
is all something that could be taken care of. I understand. I wrote several emails to ask her, you know, if the job was, I believe that Dimitri had asked somebody to come back to check the work the third time he was here to make sure, you know, that you guys were happy. But this is all something that could be done, you know.
I mean, just personally for me, looking there's a crack in the wall up there.
There are cracks
over here. There's a crack running from there.
This building is made in 1800, so if it is cracking, maybe it's stretching because of the cold outside, which is not an excuse, but it is also built in the 1800s. He's done a lot of jobs as historical work. Nobody's picked up the phone. Yeah.
No.
We want you guys to be satisfied, you know.
Sure, sure, no.
Absolutely. And this is all minor stuff, you know.
No, it's... No.
You're okay.
So, first of all, the heat has not been below 55 in this building.
At least it has to be.
I don't want to talk about the heat anymore. I took some faceplates off of the electrical. Part of the contract was that all these electrical plates had to come off. No,
Dimitri, what she's trying to say.
And the only reason that happened was because I was here and I took one of those plates off.
I have that email saying that you guys are very... Right. Anything you guys need, we can take care of it right now.
Please. So can I talk now?
Yes.
The contract was that you were supposed to take all those faceplates off. That wasn't done. These weren't taken off until I said something, and it was blue underneath. I took those off this evening, so you can see that those weren't removed when the job was done. There is paint on the floor. There is paint that's chipping and falling off, and somebody may have hit that door. But the paint shouldn't come off like that. No, it's not supposed to come off. I have copies of punch lists that were sent. No, you didn't call me that many times.
Yeah. So I get it done, fix it up.
Do you have a current punch list? I mean, just I personally taking a look at the crack over there, and the crack over there.
I don't think it's going to be that way.
Did you fix that crack?
I fixed it in a day, but I'm not 100%
visible.
Right?
Not
visible.
Same one with that rear window down there?
It's not visible.
You know, there's so many cracks. I fixed them all, but I left late night, and I don't know if anything left. I try to call Fred if you miss anything, because I'm living far away.
I know there was a situation where...
I know you guys are from Braintree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know this is on to the renovations in her kitchen one time. She got brand new hardwood floor. After 3 months, the hardwood floor, I was sitting there on her couch, it would go. And because all the heat just came up because it was cold, so because of the heat, it expanded, you know what I'm saying? So that there was a crack in the hardwood. So I'm saying,
okay. Okay.
Okay.
Lori would like to say something. She hasn't spoken.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say that I live in a house that was built at approximately the same time as this building, and I understand cracks. But when you paint, you spackle, and that I don't think that in the heat, I don't think the thermostat goes below 40 degrees. No one would shut the heat off in this building. No one. Well, I understand because I've got a drawer that was put into my kitchen that I can't close anymore. I close it and it comes right out. Because I do understand.
All right, enough. Everyone's talking at the same time.
I do understand that buildings, even as old as this, can still settle. I get that.
That's what we need to discuss right now. So, I mean, okay, just give us a second. I mean, my feeling about this is we were at a position where we were calling up someone who was highly qualified to fix the windows downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the person for the job. And next thing you know, we're at the Attorney General's office. So some of a few constituents here in the village are all up about the public procurement and so on and so forth. And, you know, nothing personal, Dimitri, but it's not the quality of work that frankly, I was looking for. But where we are right now is, you know, if that's the way everyone wants to play the game and they want to go out through public bids instead of getting people that we know are highly qualified and are going to do the work that we want them to do, then that's where we are now. Hey, listen, guys, this is just, we're going to talk. Please. Please, we're just...
Can I just continue with what I have as a problem? I don't think anything the woodworkers sanded. They're in the stage, on the edge of the stage, there are staples in the wood. Now, you mean to tell me that professional painters would leave staples in the wood and just paint over them? There is clearly broken pieces of something that was just painted into... Well, that was until I keep finding these things, you know. There's paint all over...
Well, when I contacted you, hold on. When I contacted you, after you...
Could you go to the microphone, please? Thank you.
Let us know, so they wouldn't have to come to this point. Because... Maybe last week. I mean, I must have called you.
You guys, you...
Dimitri.
Hey, we're trying to record this, and we can't have two people talking at the same time.
I must have called you since he finished. He came back to do the third punch list. I may have called you about 10 different times with the office line, with my mobile. I must have written you about 3 or 4 different emails, and nobody got back to me.
You didn't call me 10 times.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
Can I finish what I'm saying about the paint job? I don't think...
Okay, that's not the issue. So
that's not the issue. The issue
is what can we do to resolve this issue?
The issue is that I don't think the woodwork was properly prepared. That's the issue. I don't think that it was sanded. If you go to any of these spots where the paint has gotten off, it's perfectly smooth underneath.
Okay. Do you want to make a punch list in areas where you think the woodwork was not sanded properly?
I don't think any of the woodwork was sanded.
I don't believe that the specifications say that you must sand the woodwork.
Pardon me?
Okay.
We've heard this.
Can I sit down?
We're starting to go in circles.
Yeah.
Okay. We need the board. I appreciate you coming down here, first of all, because this is how you resolve. This is how you resolve issues. People looking at each other. Okay. We need to talk amongst the three of us. Okay. So. What's the pleasure?
You know, I don't think... I can point out what the problems are, but I keep... You know, I just tonight noticed that there's paint on the inside of the opening and closing equipment, you know, for the door. There's paint, you know, there's a paint drip on the fire alarm pole. I didn't go over this place with a microscope. I just keep seeing these things. There's paint on the door hardware, and it was clearly specified in the contract that all the hardware was to be removed and all the electrical plates were to be removed, and that wasn't done.
That was a specification in the contract.
It was in the contract. It's part of the
contract.
They painted around.
They painted around it. They didn't do it when they... There was paint on the faceplates. And there's paint on that faceplate over there.
Where... Okay. Where are... Guys, could you please... Lori... What's your feelings on this?
Well,
can see two sides of this. I can see that Fran is not happy, and I can see that this man has a payroll to meet and he hasn't been able to. So I think that perhaps some sort of a compromise here, at least a partial payment, is in order.
Okay.
Here's where these things end up. These things. Please, one person at a time.
I want it fixed so that I don't have to call you back to say the paint's peeling. I mean, I'll do a punch list, but somebody else is going to have to check it because I'm.
Okay. Let me throw this out there as a compromise, that we will within a week we can do a punch list.
Mm-hmm.
Within a week we'll do a punch list. Mm-hmm. We'll get it to you guys, and upon completion we will pay you the original contract price of $11,000. I know there was a change order. You had made that concession before. And once that's completed, we'll pay you for the original contract.
Okay.
My name is Rick. Rick Berry.
Rick?
Yes.
I can't even remember. I mean, these guys are in love with him. I mean, I have other people call me, like, you know, chairman, boy. They're like, Dimitri, I love your work. You know, we want to work with you all the time. And it's like, I feel horrible because it's like such a, you know what I mean? It is a small job, but I mean, I'm just upset that you guys are not happy.
We just want the building done. I mean, this is a part-time job for the three of us up here.
Right.
So when we hire someone, we want to come in here and we want to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I put the storm windows down,
yep.
And the squares, what do you call them, the grids in there,
yep.
They weren't even painted on the bottom. They were still blue.
Okay.
No, I know. I showed them. But the bottom line is, I can see that happening. I can see that happening. Doesn't have any coats on it. And I find it hard to believe if it doesn't have one coat.
I understand. This year, if Dimitri was here full-time, he got a little sick. He had a problem with his heart. He had a heart, and he just wasn't here full-time. Sorry.
It's okay. Marge, would you like to say something? Would you mind? Well, you don't. Certainly. I'll make a motion that we will, within a week, come up with a punch list. That we will forward it on to Dimitri, that he will come down with his crew or himself individually. He'll repair the items on the punch list. I'll be here, Dimitri. I'll come here.
Okay.
So upon the completion by you and or your crew, we will come. We will have someone from the board come in, and we will inspect the job. And upon our approval, we will give you a check for the original contract amount, minus the extra. Minus the change order. Okay?
Sorry.
Sorry to make you upset, but... No, I think this... So that is a motion that I'm going to make. Does anyone want to second that?
I'll second it.
Okay. Lori, you in favor?
Aye.
I'll vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Okay. So, contact information. You've got all the contact information?
Did you receive the contract
plate
now?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, my phone number. This is great. It's going to go out on the web, too. It's 774-238-6126. 6126. Okay. All right, folks. Well, thank you for coming down, and I'm glad we can all work this out, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on to the HVAC system.
Okay, these are the bids for the HVAC system. There were three bids.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we, my recollection was we allocated $45,000?
We allocated $30,000.
$30,000. Well, it looks like we're stuck with what we've got for a while.
So, just so everybody knows, the bids for the HVA system, which would be replacing both furnaces and taking out the oil tank, putting in gas to the building, which is putting the gas in is free, putting in air conditioning, one or two units outside, and some air handlers in the attic. These bids range from $114,300 to $169,100. Thank you, prevailing wage.
Once again.
So, I'm going to speak to the engineer and see what the cost would be just to replace the furnaces.
Drop the AC.
Well, $169,000 to air condition one room and to heat two rooms?
It's
ludicrous.
I don't recognize the names of any of these companies. Take it, no local company was interested.
Correct.
I know the Comfort Man was not interested because of what goes on around here. Well, make a motion not to accept any of these bids.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry, any community input on that? Ken, if you want to take a look at this.
Where did the $30,000 come from that we voted on at the last annual meeting? I thought that was kind of a quote.
Well, that was
based on a quote.
I think that was a conversation with a representative from the Comfort Man who said, "This is where I think you know you're looking at for something like that." But once again,
that's the company that's been maintaining the system that we presently have.
But once again, there have been we've been to the Attorney General's office saying that we're skirting all the bid requirements. And
yeah, but it sounds like the scope of work has changed considerably from just reading that.
No, we had an engineer come down and do it for us. I thought that perhaps the $25,000 might be a little bit low. I thought maybe we were looking at $40,000, $45,000. Not in my wildest dreams did I think anybody would tell us it cost $169,000 to air condition this room. That's all that is air conditioning this room and providing heat for this room and the basement.
Maybe we could buy some fans and stick them on.
Dave Gowell, 29 Osprey Drive. Well, my question to the board is that the original bid that you put out, understanding it was for the replacement of the furnaces as well as the addition of air conditioning and all of the components necessary to accomplish that. I guess my question is, given those two functions, heating and cooling, does the board... is the current heating system, in the board's estimation, at a point where it must be replaced? And so that's one of my questions. And if that's the case, then would the board then consider moving ahead with completing that portion of the project at this point, provided funds were available, and obviously having to prioritize to a second tier the issue of air conditioning? So I guess, you know, from my vantage point, I wouldn't want to see the entire project dropped and nothing done if the first priority, being the replacement of the furnaces, is at a critical stage and needs to be done. I would assume the board would then at least move ahead with that. So that's some thoughts that
I'd ultimately share. What I think we would have to do, we had an engineer come in with a design. The design was for a complete HVA system. And a proposal was submitted, and it was sent out, and the proposal is what the proposal is. And these figures, these estimates are what they are. We would have to go back to Elaine. And just so you know, we were trying to convert to gas. I have oil at my house. I don't have gas. And it's upwards around $4 a...
Can I just say that as far as the age of the system, nobody can remember when it was put in? So it's probably at least 15 to 20 years old?
At least. And just so you know, one of the we have two furnaces, one for up here and one for downstairs, and one of the furnaces has a cracked firebox. So we have to replace them. And it'd be...
So, I mean, what's the feeling of the board? I know that we had somebody come in, but these figures are ludicrous.
Oh, I think air conditioning is definitely a luxury we can't afford at this point.
Sure. No, I would agree with you on that. So is the feeling of the board that we still want to continue onward with the gas? Or are we looking now at going back to oil and replacing the oil burners?
No, I think I would...
The building next door converted to gas without installing a new heating system. Now, I don't know how old theirs was, and I don't know how old this one is, and whether it can be done here or not in the same way.
Well, we can go through Mass Save, and we can essentially get the new furnaces pretty much through the gas company paid for. So, and they'd be much higher efficiency than these. And the installation of the gas, the gas company will run the gas line for free.
So, Ken, do you have something you want to say?
Yeah, the church converted, that ripped out their old gas burner.
Yeah, we're the only public building left that doesn't
have. And, of course, the efficiency and the savings on fuel is just phenomenal. And it's well worth going ahead, gas.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, where we are right now from a procedural standpoint, we would have to speak with Elaine, and we would have to issue new bids.
Yeah, new bids just for the heating units.
So this, for the most part, isn't going to happen this winter.
No, and it couldn't have happened this winter anyway because they have to wait to the spring to do the furnaces anyway so that we aren't without heat.
So I'll make a motion that we do not accept any of these bids, that we go back to the county and we ask for new bids. I mean, I agree with Ken and what he's saying, that we really should, based on, it's $1,000 a month to fill your oil tank right now, residentially.
I don't think I spend that in 3 months, and I have some money.
Yeah, trust me. And I have two buildings. It's great. Do we want to put out, ask for two bids, one for replacement of the oil burners and one for conversion to gas, and put them both out there and get bids on both of them. Because I'm just imagining
well,
if
why
you...
Why doesn't Fran ask the engineer if the present furnaces yeah. can be converted? Why don't
I, you know, I just don't. I just don't think it's worth doing that. You know, nobody knows when they were installed.
That's
I think.
It. I'd
I think.
See them.
You know, I think we need. You know, since we can get help, I think. Let me find out exactly how much Tom thinks this is just doing the furnaces is going to cost
and
us.
We could ask for additional money in district meeting if it's a reasonable figure.
Yeah.
These are not anywhere close to reasonable
no,
figures.
No.
And if you cut these in half, I still think they're unreasonable figures. But I would suggest that we should look at both options, oil and gas. But I'll
this
defer
is the
to
man
you ladies.
Just said he's paying $1,000 a month for
yeah.
oil.
You can buy a lot of oil for, you know, $80,000.
Is that true? I don't pay attention to my bills. I just know they have to be paid.
Yeah, propane. No. There's a shortage of it all across the Midwest. So, I'll defer to you, ladies. But I think we should look at both sides of the coin and,
okay.
and get an estimate for oil and get an estimate for gas and see
okay.
how it shakes down. So you can pick and choose what you can get.
Okay.
Right. So we'll be returning that $30,000 back to the till, it looks like.
No, that's a special appropriation.
Okay, so we'll get an account.
Right. Oh, I like your attitude.
So do you want me to restate that as a motion, or what's your feeling on it, Fran?
I think we can just agree with you.
Yeah. Well, let me talk. I need to talk to Tom Perrin, the engineer, and to Elaine, and see what she suggests, and then I'll report back.
Okay.
Sounds good. You want to say anything on the audio system?
Get additional money in the warrant.
Now we get that pretty much covered.
Yep. I'm just hoping that tonight's recorded. I'm planning on. I'm going to take the chip home and put it on a CD.
Okay.
And then maybe we can catch.
Either Elaine or either Amy or I will transcribe it.
Yeah.
I sincerely hope it's Amy.
Yeah. As far as I believe the gutter was taken care of by Gutter Pro. They put the shield on there. I haven't had a chance to be able to go out and look. And the other thing is, in the parking lot, there's coming in the entrance. There's that hole is getting huger, bigger, larger, and I'm not quite sure how to get it filled in. But I think that's the tar is all gone from it, and now this winter is just a hazard.
Well, right now all the asphalt plants are closed.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
is there some temporary like before they put that hot pack in the streets, can you do that? Yeah. And who does it?
I don't know.
Well, maybe we can call our friendly DPW and see, because this is a voting location, if they would be kind enough to come down and patch a hole.
Give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot.
And I believe that's it. Freedom
okay. Let me start on the... First of all, I'd like to thank Lori Hadley for it's like the War and Peace of minutes. I make a motion to adopt the minutes of August
27, 2012. What have
you got there?
The
order.
Minutes for
where you
those on? Minutes have been approved up to October 25th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The minutes from October 25th through March 11th, I believe, of 2013 have been prepared. Some of them have been emailed to you. Some of them have been I've provided to you this evening. I still have about two lines to go on one meeting.
July 30th?
No, the... it's a meeting, and it's the March 26th, I believe, 2-13, and I have two other meetings to transcribe that will be done by tomorrow.
Okay.
I had hoped to have them all here tonight. I've taken time off from work to work on them. But today, a lot of other things intervened. I would like to request, I can send those minutes to anybody as long as they're not drafts, and I will do that. I will send you new copies of all these that are not drafts.
Okay, so your pleasure tonight?
The one problem that we do have is with July 30th, 2013, which was an executive session, and we've never released it. It was a meeting where we had had Kristen's resignation and we were kind of planning how to go and where, you know, what we could have. Yeah, this one. I have those done. I sent you copies, mm-hmm. I believe. And if we vote to release those minutes, then I can include those with the stuff I'm going to send to July.
Well, I would make a motion to release the July 30th, 2013 minutes to the general public as the reason for the executive session has ended and we hired a new employee.
All business is finished.
All business is finished.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did I say that already?
You said that already.
Okay. So by this time tomorrow, yeah, Charlie will have everything and there'll be emails that we can forward.
Do you want to
Do
you want to hold off on these until they're
all
together?
I just assume just to prove them all at the next meeting.
Okay.
They'll all be complete by then.
There is there's also an outstanding I was supposed to call you and ask that that be put on the agenda. There is an outstanding open meeting law complaint by Amy Cates that we need to talk about. So I don't know if we want to have a special meeting and just deal with minutes and deal with that. A lot of it has to do with the minutes. So okay. Now that the minutes are done, we might be able to resolve all this stuff at once. Probably not, but...
Is that the most recent complaint?
Yes, dated... 2 days before Christmas, December 23rd.
Correct. You might want to call the Attorney General's office and see if that's even a... And can we do that if it's a viable complaint? Because of my understanding that it isn't.
Okay.
So I don't know if we have...
I did speak with someone in the Attorney General's office, and it was probably kicked off by this complaint, and I told him that I would have the minutes done by today, and of course I'm a day late and a dollar short again, but they will be... emails to him tomorrow as well.
Well, I don't think we can email him to the AG unless we've approved the minutes.
Draft.
You can release drafts.
Drafts.
I prefer to just send him what we have. But I will defer to you ladies on that.
I'll call him tomorrow.
What's your feeling on that?
My feeling is that the complaint... is a complaint about how we responded to a previous complaint, and I called and asked if any of the things in the complaint were, you know, I told her that I spoke to her, forgot her name, Allison, and I explained to her, you know, that we followed what you were required to do in the complaint, in the findings.
Could I just interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
As this is not an agenda item
okay.
at this point, I don't think we should be talking.
All right.
And,
do you want this card?
No, not to cut you off. I
that's
apologize,
okay.
But,
no,
you
know, it's fine.
That's how we get more complaints. We're coming up on close to 10, I think, in my tenure. does anyone have anything else? Anyone from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So what did you want to do about another meeting?
Before we vote on the motion to adjourn, do you guys want to get together next week and do this?
I can.
I know you don't want to. I don't want to either, but...
I'm not going to be available the 3rd.
Okay.
Is that next week? Yeah.
That's yep. The 3rd is a weekend, isn't it?
No, it's a Monday.
The 1st is the weekend.
Probably
is there a convenient time for you, friend?
I'll probably be available like Thursday.
So that would be what,
the seventh?
Seventh. Mike, I don't think you would have
5
to...
5 o'clock? No, be no need for Mike to
be here for that. We'll just... You want to do that, the 7th?
And we'll just have minutes and open meeting or complaints.
Open meeting.
7th. Oops.
6th. 2-6 at 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
And it will be open meeting and minutes. So all in favor of adjourning? Sure.
Tomorrow. Probably sometime in the afternoon. I'm going to email them to Charlie. He'll email them to you.
I don't... Barbara, I just... We got to get in the habit of using these. Would you mind going on the microphone, please? No problem.
I'll email a complaint to you. Want to talk about that meeting?
I have Barbara Trina Tessio. I have tried to get minutes from the fire commissioners' meetings a couple of times, and it comes through so tiny that I actually need a magnifying glass to read it. So I'm wondering if yours does come through that way, could I possibly have the actual copies?
Do you have
it is so tiny.
Printing out what I've sent
with
you?
A larger font? She's requesting a larger font.
You can just go through it and make it larger yourself and change the font.
That's true.
I can do that?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll have to find out how to do it because I am not savvy.
You highlight it, you hit a paragraph, and you'll have your font. It usually has like 10 or 12
mm-hmm.
on your bar.
Okay. This is what they look like that I send.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That's fine.
But I noticed that when, in fact, I'll bring them to the next meeting to show you how tiny it is.
This is the regular
font.
12.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As long as I have a way where I can actually read it. Thank you.
Okay. That's some input, Charlie.
Yes. And Barbara also has another request regarding the job description for the.
I meant to bring a copy of that with me tonight, but I got caught up in a scam thing at 4:15 this afternoon when I got an email that said my credit card had been denied, and I had to click on this link. So I did not click on the link. I immediately called Verizon and then Verizon Wireless, and so my credit is still safe, but it took a while to get it.
If that's what you guys want to do, you want to at least draft minutes?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And
would the board like me to request Attorney Bedreau to meet at that meeting?
Which meeting? Next month?
2-6.
If you think that would be helpful.
It's not what I think. It's what the board thinks. I think it's a waste of money and a waste of time. That's my personal opinion.
So I might have him call the AG's office and go over the complaint with him to see if we actually need to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Okay, let's vote on your motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Aye. All right. That's crazy, that bit, huh?
And calm down.
Someone's looking to buy a house down in Florida, I think.
Fortunately, I was, you have to get these right next to your, right close, because, you know, they're designed that.
Committee meeting, January 27th.
The form. I went online and got the form to fill out for your town meeting times, and I had missed Every time I look over there, I don't see Tony's car. And since Thursday, I have done nothing but work on minutes. I had that kind of a backlog. And I timed one of them. A 2.5-hour meeting took me 5.5 hours. And I got, I was, backlog occurred because I was getting 4 and 5 meetings at a time.